former NHLer, now analyst for the Kings, Daryl Evans, joins us once again. Daryl, Drew Doughty, interesting comments from him, feeling like this is a crucial game for his team, that he wants a win tonight to win the series. What do you think?
It is, and I think you have to take that seventh game of approach that it's a do-or-die situation, because I think the Kings understand that if they don't win tonight, they give the home ice advantage back to the Chicago Blackhawks, and they work so hard to get it, and you don't want to have to rely upon going into the other team's building and having to win multiple times, even though the Kings have been able to do that in the postseason this year. They're a good road team, but tonight's a great opportunity for them to seize the moment and, you know, take charge of the series. It'll still be far from over regardless of what happens in the game, but they're approaching this one with that Game 7 mentality.
The L.A. Kings' miraculous comeback in Game 2 was great. And then in Game 3, I know they were down in that game, but they really seemed to control the flow. I think they're called that 70s line right now in L.A. is really giving Chicago fits, Daryl. Before we get to them, I want to talk about what are the Kings doing to basically have made Patrick Kane, one of the most dangerous offensive guys, virtually invisible thus far.
Well, Patrick Kane's one of those players that, he's got the ability to break out at any given time. If you go back to the series last year, he went a few games without doing anything, and then all of a sudden things started to happen. So he's one of those players who's very smart, very intelligent. The Kings have taken away his time and space. They've taken the body on him when they get a chance. And right now he's in the process of figuring out how he's going to be able to find seams and be able to get opportunities. And he has had a couple of opportunities that just haven't gone for him, whether it be a good save by Quick, or, he's missed the net with an opportunity. Just because the numbers are not in his favor, it doesn't mean he hasn't had an impact or been effective out there. The Kings have just been able to neutralize him to this point. But, again, one of those players that if you back off at any given time, you know, he'll take advantage of it and always poses as a threat anytime he's on the ice.
Pearson, Toffoli, and Carter, you got the experienced veteran who seems to be playing, you know, so much better at center ice. Is Carter just that much more effective in your mind in the middle of the ice?
Personally, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, personally, I think he's the Kings' purest goal scorer, and I think in a perfect world, if you play him alongside Kopitar, you've probably got your best case scenario. You've got your best finisher with your best puck mover. But I think when the move was made going back to the series against San Jose, the Kings were really looking for some balance throughout their attack. And because Carter's got some center ice history, putting him between the two kids made sense. And it proved to be very, very valuable for the Kings. And, with Toffoli and Pearson, these two players have history. They've played with each other in the American Hockey League. They've had success at that level. They come up here and that chemistry continues. Jeff Carter does a great job at complimenting them. He's a good, not only is he a good finisher, but he's a good distributor with the puck. He draws a lot of attention on the ice, and that frees things up for the youngsters. And to their credit, they've been able to find a way to make some outstanding plays. I mean, the passes that Tanner Pearson has made to Tyler Toffoli that he's been able to capitalize on have been great plays. And he's got the primary assist probably on five of his goals. And that line has been, it's been a godsend for the Kings here. They needed to get some other guys contributing offensively, and that line has jumped forth, and now it's the responsibility of the other players to jump in and chip in and help those guys out a little bit.
We saw glimpses of Toffoli last year and then in the regular season, and you're like, man, this guy's a pretty exciting player. Tanner Pearson, I know he was a very late first-round draft pick, but I'm not sure anybody expected him to be this good, Daryl. What do you like most about his game?
I like Tanner Pearson's quickness. It's not that he's an exceptionally fast skater. He's quick. And I think in the game of hockey and, at the NHL level, if you can get that little separation for 10, 12 feet, you open up yourself a lot of speed. He's got great hockey sense. He understands the game well. And even at a young age, he's willing to take a hit in order to make a play. And that's what I really like about his game. This is a player that I think we're going to see him finish a lot in years to come as well. But I like the attention that he's paid to the little small parts of the game and, gaining the trust of his teammates and the coach to be able to, be basically on a number two line, at this stage of his career. So he's a player with great upside. We're seeing his hockey sense and his hockey ability, some of the skills come out. I think his finish is going to continue to get better. And I think in the years to come, the Kings have got two great, great sources there in Toffoli and in Pearson that are really going to impact the Kings' offense.
Darrell Evans joins us. Darrell, if you just looked at the numbers and saw a 9-11 save percentage from Jonathan Quick, people would be like, well, okay, he's having an okay playoffs. But it doesn't show his ability to make the big save at the key time of a game, usually when his team's trailing. We saw it on the Brent Seabrook 2-on-1 that allowed them to come back and win that game 6-2 in game two. Just talk about Quick's overall play, Darrell, and is he a guy who just has a flair to know when he's got to shut the door?
I think Jonathan Quick, in my mind, is the best money goaltender in the National Hockey League and in the world right now. I think he's proved that in a number of cases, going back to when the Kings won the Cup a couple of years ago. Without his play, the Kings never would have got to the postseason, and then in the postseason, he was outstanding. And he's got an uncanny knack of stepping up as the stage continues to get bigger. When that big save is needed, you look at the games, Game 7 in San Jose, going against Anaheim, a couple of huge saves there. And even in this series, you know, go back to Game 2 with the Blackhawks leading 2-0, Seabrook coming down that right side, an outnumbered attack. He comes up with a highlight reel film save, and you know, instead of the Blackhawks being up 3-0, all of a sudden, a few minutes later, the Kings score, and it's a 2-1 game, and you know, the Kings have a huge third period, but his timing is impeccable. His demeanor, his presence on the ice, and that 9-11 save percentage, it's just a number. I mean, if you wipe out the first two playoff games that he gave up 13 goals, then you tell me what that percentage looks like, and it's pretty damn good.
Yeah. Overall, you know, the Kings have really kind of shut down Chicago's movement. We noticed that Chicago is going to change their power play around. They're going to take Sharp off and put Seabrook on the number one unit. Does LA counter any different as far as they'll penalty kill knowing Seabrook's there compared to Sharp?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, you have to respect the players that Chicago has in their lineup. Their top four forwards in Taves, Kane, Sharp, Hossa. They're all dynamic players back in the blue line, Seabrook and Keith. They do a great job back there. So you make subtle adjustments from game to game and from shift to shift. But, you know, the Kings are very aware of what these guys are capable of doing. And I think the big thing is taking away time and space. And, you know, any players at this level, the more time and space that you give them, especially the elite ones, they're going to tear you apart. And, you know, that's what Chicago's players will look to do, move the puck quickly. They're 1-for-21 on the road in the postseason, and the Kings will try to remain aggressive. And you know, the best thing to do though, when you're looking at penalty kill, is stay out of the box. If you only have to do it 2-3 times a game, you put yourself in a lot better percentage.
Darrell, in the regular season, the Kings' power play was 27th, one of the worst in the league at 15%. They're almost at 25. Now, I know it's a shorter amount of games, but, you know, they're reaching a quarter point of the season as far as, you know, the amount of games played in the playoffs. What has their power play done differently in the playoffs to allow them to be successful that they weren't doing in the regular season?
Well, I think not only the power play excels in the postseason, I think you can see their 5-on-5 scoring. I mean, the Kings were amongst the lower scoring teams in the NHL, and the year they won the Cup in 2012, I believe, going into the playoffs, they were 28th or 29th, and they were up amongst the leaders in the postseason that year. And right now, they're leading the NHL in goals for per game after, you know, a very average season offensively. In particular, on the power play, I think the injection of a guy like Marian Gaborik into the lineup has really helped things out. The Kings have great balance. The emergence of the young players, there's a few different guys to look for when you're on the ice. But I think the biggest impact comes from back in the blue line. When you look at Jake Muzzin and Alec Martinez, the amount of minutes they've been able to play and the poise and patience that they're having with the puck, and that opens up a lot of space for the other guys. So they're making things happen by moving the puck quickly, having a shot mentality, and getting bodies to the front of the net.
Darrell, always good to catch up with you. Enjoy the game tonight. Very crucial one. According to Drowdy, a must win for the LA Kings.
Yeah, I think it's a pivotal game in the series. It should be a great game. Both teams, I think, now that we're in a rhythm of playing every other day, I think the caliber of hockey is going to get more intense. It's going to get to a higher level, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. So enjoy the games, and we'll look forward to catching up with you a little bit later in the playoffs.